Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Seven of the top Democratic presidential contenders are facing off in a debate hosted by ABC News in New Hampshire at this hour, ahead of a primary in the state on Tuesday. NPR's Asma Khalid is at the debate and has more.
This is the first debate we've had since the results of the Iowa caucuses, and one clear indication we've seen that the race dynamics have changed is the degree to which multiple candidates came directly after the former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, Pete Buttigieg, criticizing him for his lack of experience, particularly any governing experience in Washington, D.C.
NPR's Asma Khalid. And while the Associated Press did not call a winner in the Iowa caucuses, Buttigieg was ahead of Bernie Sanders by about 1/10 of a percentage point in state delegates. A federal appeals court is rejecting a lawsuit brought by Democratic members of Congress who alleged that President Trump violated the Constitution's anti-corruption emoluments clause. NPR's Ryan Lucas has more.
A three-judge panel on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled unanimously that the congressional lawmakers lacked standing to sue the president. More than 200 Democrats brought the lawsuit against Trump in 2017, arguing that he is violating the Emoluments Clause by doing business with foreign governments. In a 12-page ruling, the judges write that the claim by the lawmakers is based entirely on the loss of political power, and they say the lawmakers can use their voices to make their case to the American people. The court, however, cannot participate in the debate. This is one of three cases pending that relate to Trump and his businesses. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
The Trump administration's attempt to block New Yorkers from enrolling in trusted traveler programs is heading to court. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, the state's governor announced the pending lawsuit today.
The Department of Homeland Security will no longer allow New York State residents to sign up for popular programs intended to speed up international travel because of a state law that blocks immigration authorities from accessing motor vehicle records. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state will challenge that suspension in court.
You can't do that. It's an abuse of power. It is extortion.
New York's green light law allows immigrants to get driver's licenses without proving they are in the country legally. It also prohibits the state's DMV from sharing information with immigration authorities unless a judge orders them to. Homeland Security officials call that dangerous, but Cuomo argues they could get the same information about criminal records from the FBI. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Americans relied on the plastic a lot over the holidays. The Federal Reserve says borrowing on credit cards rose by the largest amount in more than 20 years in December. Total U.S. consumer borrowing rose $22.1 billion. It's the biggest one-month gain in credit card debt since a $19.5 billion increase in April of 1998. Wall Street lower by the closing bell. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Public health officials at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport and 10 other American airports have screened more than 17,000 travelers since last Sunday. Sam Whitehead of member station WABE in Atlanta reports it's part of the effort to catch people coming into the U.S. from China who might have coronavirus.
The Department of Homeland Security and Customs and Border Protection are assisting the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention with the screenings. Robert Redfield is director of the Public Health Agency.
We are grateful to these travelers for their cooperation and patience as we employ aggressive public health measures to confront this virus.
Redfield says he expects to see more cases of coronavirus in the country from incoming travelers, but he says the immediate risk to the American public is low. U.S. citizens who have been in the part of China where the virus is most active are subject to 14 days of mandatory quarantine if they decide to return home. For NPR News, I'm Sam Whitehead in Atlanta.
The National Transportation Safety Board says there is no outward sign of engine failure in the helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant and eight other people almost 3 weeks ago. In its initial report, the NTSB says the Sikorsky helicopter collided with hilly terrain in Calabasas, California, January 26th. Investigators also say they have a substantial amount of evidence in the crash and say they're confident they'll be able to determine a cause and any contributing factors. Wall Street lower by the bell, the Dow down 277 points, NASDAQ down 51. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.